Sanhedrin, Peg Zayin Mishnah Ches, Hamechalas HaShabbos, V'dover Shechayoven Al Zdoi Nekoros V'Shigigos Echatos. There are various levels of Yisurei Shabbos. The regular melacha of somebody is Mavashal on Shabbos, he chops wood, he builds something, so these are B'deraisa B'skilo. The mission doesn't say B'skilo, the mission says Chayoven Al Zdoi Nekoros. That means when there's no Edim and Asua, so then every Chayve misses Bezins B'koros. Shigagosa will be chayav echatos mavur, that every chiyuvei krisus, or misa by definition, which are also chiyuvei echatos, which are chiyuvei koris, the din is that shigagosa echatos. Why does the Mishnah mention in this way? We're not learning about karbonis, we're learning about einshim of bezdin. The Mishnah is a little bit awesome. The Mishnah is coming la fuke, isure shabbos de raisa, which are not chiyuvei skila, or the way the Mishnah says it, they're not chiyuve koris with chiyuve chatos. Why the Mishnah terms this, or koris and chatos, even though we're talking about chiyuv skila, is because that's the way it's mentioned in other places in Shas, namely Masechet Shabbos. The Mishnah, when it wants to say something is a chiyuv deraisa, says chayoven olov. Chayuv chatos. That's the sprach in the Mishnah. So over here also, when we want to say chil Shabbos, which would have misa, we're talking about something which is chil Shabbos chomur. What are we coming lafuke? So the Gemara says we have the Shita of the Tanna Rabbi Akiva that holds that Tchumin, for a person to walk Alpayim Ame outside the city, Kimavuim Mesechas Erevin, is a Chiyuv Deraisa, but it's only a Chiyuv Lav. It's not on the level of a Chiyuv Skila. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, we hold that Tchumin is Derabbanon. There are Rishonim that hold that there is a Tchum Deraisa, and that's by Arba Milim, which is the whole Shia of the Machne Yisrael. We discussed that at length at the end of the first parak in Erevin. Another thing that will come in Lafuke, the Gemara says, is the Machlokes. The Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, in the context of not doing Meleches Shabbos to build the Mishkan, the Torah says, Loisavaru Esh B'Komash V'Seichem. So one shita holds, this is the shita of the Tanna Rabbi Yosi, that if the Torah delineated, specificated, dafka, the malach of Havara, that's coming to say the Havara is not like the other malachas, which are chiyuv eskila. Havara, lighting a fire, is only a chiyuv lav. It's a lav. It's not part of the general rule of chiyuv eskila, chatos, vikoros. That as well the Mishnah is not talking about. Another thing the Mishnah is talking about is things that are not even a lav. There's an Isser Aseh called Mechamer. Mechamer means to have one's Behemah do Malacha. The word Mechamer has to do with a Behemah schlepping a load. It means for the Behemah to carry a load. Do Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says, L'sasa ko Malacha, Ato, Bincho, Vitecho, Avdecho, Vamoscho, Vehemtecho. So the Gemara learns out that there's an Isser Deraisa on Behemtecho doing Malacha. L'maisa, that's not even a lav, that's only an issur aseh. So mila on that, Avada, there's no chiyuv of skila. We'll just point out something in context. We had before, by oivi yedoinin, the person can't be chayiv, you don't have to come lafuke, when a person himself is not doing the maisa. That Rishonim point out that the reason why mechamer carrying a load through Rosh Hashanah can't be a chiyuv skila is because it's not a maisa of the person. It's a maisa of the behemtecho. Similarly, we just quoted the pasuk Ato Vincho Vitecho. Bincho can't refer to a Benoi who's a Godel, because if it can't, then the Benoi is Chayv Skila. Torah wouldn't have to say a separate Ato Bincho. We're talking here about Benoi HaKotn. If a person does Malacha Al Yedei Benoi HaKotn, it's not just a violation of Chinuch, or even a violation of making a child do a Dvarisur, like feeding him a Chol Zasurus. This is worse. This is Chilul Shabbos. But it's not Chilul Shabbos of Skila. It's an Isur Aseh. The Mishnah says something else now. There's a chiyuv skila of mekalel of v'imoy. It has to be there's mekalel b'shem avoid the zara, which means b'loshen ha-gemara, one of the shemos she'enem nimchokim. That's always the loshen shem she'enem nimchokim, means one of the names of Hashem, not just a kinoy like rachum v'chanun, which are words that are used to describe the midis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't refer Kiviyochot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'atzmoy. Masha'enkin, the name Elikim, Havaya, Shakai, Kael, Those are Shema Shein Nechokim. Now, even those are not the Rebbein Shalom. We can't talk about the Rebbein Shalom's essence. I'm just pointing out something in Hashkofa. We're talking about Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those are more Shemas B'Kodesh. They ain't of Nechokim. There's a lav on erasing any of them. Which, in a Sefer Torah, if a Sefer makes a mistake, is a big problem. You can't erase the Kinoi. You can kill them B'Kinoi. If the Klolo was B'Kinoi, like we said, Rachum, Chan, any of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not partial that it's a chiyuv skila. Now, what the Mefarshim point out is that this the Chacham Poitrim only pattern on the killas over the imoy that has the penalty of skila. Masha'enkin, there's a lav of nosi ba'am chuleso, which means one is not allowed to curse another yid. There's a lav on cursing another yid, and on that there could be a chiyuv malchus. We said before that there's no chiyuv malchus on a lav she'en by ma'isa, and dibur is not a ma'isa. Say that that's a discussion by the Rishonim. There is a din of mekalel chaver is chayev malchus. That the din will be that the malchus will be even on a mekalel bikinu. They're only arguing over him on kilel and bikinu legabe skilu. Mishnah test. Habo al nairo hamoiroso in a chayev at shetei nairo. The Torah upgraded the regular znus of an eshes ish, which is bechenek. The Torah said that a nairo, a young girl who's a gdoila, in order for her to be chayv, of course she has to be a gdoila. Ktana never is chayv, ain't you? Plus, she's not a beger, she's not 12 and a half yet. She's between 12, a bas mitzvah, and 12 and a half. And she's also an eishes ish, not al yidei nisuin, she's an eishes ish al yidei erusin. Ein chayv ad shetehei nairo, that age, like we just said, psula, and not a beula, me'oiroso, not a nisua, which is a little bit extraneous because l'cha'ira a nesua is becheskas l'be'ula. We learned in Maseches Ksubas. She'll only get a ksuba of meyer, not masayim. It's assumed that a nesua has the status of a be'ula. So the Mefarshim say it was right after the chuppah, but it was before the be'ila. That's why the Mishnah speaks out that only when she's a meirasa there's this upgrade to skilo. V'hi bevei sovio, which is what the Mishnah says. That type of status will create the din of skill of Naira Meirosa. Bo'ala Shnayim. Two were Bo'aleo. She's the same Naira Meirosa, but by the first one she was a Psula, and by the second one she's a Ba'ula. Harishim b'skilo v'asheni b'chenek, like we said. Without the din of Naira Meirosa, she's back to regulation ish, and then Misosa b'chenek.